Political rallies are not alien to the Nigerian political space, especially when you have candidates set up. The next you see would be various groups organizing marches, organizing rallies for candidates that they think can, you know, take the country to where the country ought to be. And that has been the case in the past couple of days or weeks, if I might add, for most of the presidential candidates. We have for the PDP people saying, oh, I think here in the state, a member of the a lawmaker at the federal level has said that, oh, we're going to organize a 1 million man march or a 2 million man march or a 10 million man march for the candidate in the PDP. Amongst many other groups, we've also said that we're going to do that. We've had, for the APC, different groups saying they were going to do the BAT movement and 2 million man march, or this organize this rally and that rally. Some have been organized by some groups for those candidates. We also then have the Labour Party presidential candidate and the Obedient Movement as well, the Obidati they call it, and you have these marches also being organized across different states of the Federation. And the fourth, which people haven't really paid much attention to, the Hope Movement, the Kwankwaso, the NNPP, that presidential candidate is one who also has lots of groups, individuals coming out to organize marches and rallies, trying to sensitize people and get people to you know, support that candidate. Recently, he was in Delta State. There was the Hope Movement, it was called, that was held in Delta State. He was also there to commission the party secretariat, and we had lots of people on the streets marching, young people who believe or feels that that man is the man to take the country forward. And also, you wouldn't forget, in Ebonyi State, most recently, we had the Obedient Movement people who also had their own march in Bayelsa State as well in the course of the weekend. It went on in many other states, not just in those two, but then in Ebonyi State, small issues were recorded. You want to call them small, you might not want to call them small. But we've heard before now conversations where the Ebonyi State governor had said that people in the state were not going to vote for any other party, they were going to vote for the APC. Two questions. The first would be, these rallies being organized by groups for various candidates, how effective are they? Are they effective, really? Do they work? Do they? What do they really do? What do you seek to achieve with those rallies? On social media, live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, we have the question up there. So you can get on to Facebook, like and follow us on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, okay? And then tell us what you think, what your opinion is to the post we have there for you. With the question, very simple. When these rallies are organized, you usually see a large number of turnout in different cases. Now, the big question is, after all of this turnout, you still see some of these candidates lose elections. It brings us to ask, does the turnout for candidates during rallies or marches, if you want to call them, does it in any way assist in victory at the polls? Does it guarantee victory at the polls? Does it support or does it promote? Does it in any way give you an edge at achieving victory at the polls? We want to find out from you. So you can get onto Facebook Live and drop your opinion about all of this. You've been seeing all the marches going on for the different movements and different political parties and different candidates. And you've seen people come out in their numbers to support and show support for either of the candidates. Any of the candidates, I beg your pardon. So what do you think about it? Does it guarantee victory? Would it in any way, you know, affect what happens at the polls because we have millions of people coming out? Some people would say when people come out like that is to show that people love this person. But then you have many people come out for different candidates. So it then would mean that people love all of these candidates. So if that's the case, how does this then translate to election at the polls? We'd like to know. Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. And also, you can send us WhatsApp messages and share your thoughts about it. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. Again, 0809-030-6416. The Obedient Movement in Ebonyi State, the government says that the incident involving supporters of the presidential candidate of the party was a misconception. Prior to this time, we've heard the governor of Ebonyi State also say that, well, people of my state are going to vote in this direction. Now, it's not the only governor who has said that. In Rivers State, we've also heard our governor say that Rivers people will vote in this direction. When the time comes, we will know where they are voting and so. You've heard these things. And that will bring us to the second question for this conversation this morning. My guest will be joining me shortly. Chief Emmanuel Irewayenama is a social-political commentator. And we'll be having this conversation this morning. But first, let us hear from you and what you think about these rallies being organized to support the various candidates. Do they translate to victory at the polls? We want to hear from you. Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. In many cases, people already would say, I'll give you an example, what happened in 2015 election. You saw the turnout. It was massive support for the APC presidential candidate at the time, and even for the PDP presidential candidate at different rallies. For the 2019 election, if you remember, the APC would brag on the amount of people that came out and say, you see, this shows that this and that, you know, and similar situation over the years. In those cases, it turned out victorious for the candidate of that political party. But was it the rallies that actually resulted in the victory at the polls there? What roles do rallies play in ensuring victory of candidates during elections? Let's get onto the phone lines and let's hear from you. How important are these rallies? Good morning, Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Okay, goodness me. Perhaps if we're having issues with our service providers or you're having network issues or whatever, then send us a WhatsApp message. We'd appreciate those. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. 0809-030-6416. For the APC, there is the BAT movement. And different marches have been held in several parts of the state. Mostly in the West. I think of all the candidates, one I would say we haven't really, not like they haven't heard or had marches. The PDP presidential candidate, have we had marches for the PDP presidential candidate? I know for the APC a lot, for Labour Party, of course, yes, it's almost in everybody's faces. For Kwankwaso in the North, yes. And then in Delta State yesterday, over the weekend, yes, there was as well. Chikudi is calling from GRA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Chikudi, you're welcome.
Welcome. What you have to know concerning this year's election, the political class, they were all surprised on what is happening with Obedient. So they are just trying to defend themselves that Obedient will not go anywhere. The one thing you should remember is that all other former athletes before are all sponsored. You understand me? So we don't buy them, give some boys money in their in their local government, they will say, let's assume it now, the governor wants to have a rally. He will give money to ward chairman to rent people. You understand me?
Hey, ward chairman,
I need a bus from you. I need two buses. So this is how they do it before. But this time, Obedient Group is sponsoring it by themselves.
How do we know that?
They are spending their money. How do I know that?
Yes.
I'm an obedient. I know how they how we gather all these things.
Chukudi. Well, I think we got your point already before you got interrupted by the network. I was coming to those accusations where people say, oh, people buy supporters. In fact, some people have made such accusations at different times between the major political parties. Oh, you're buying supporters. People that came for that rally or that were bought. People that came for this were bought. How much can you buy? If we're looking at what we've had in the past at various elections and these groups on WhatsApp, this person here says mass outings at political rallies are in some cases commercialized. I know of a neighbor who has wrappers of over 5 political parties. When I asked her if she was a politician, she responded, my son, I dey go their rally. Anyone will give me wrapper money, I dey follow, go their rally. God's power, Igwe sent in that message on WhatsApp. Livinus from Eche, good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Those movements or rallies, they do not actually translate in electoral victory for the various candidates.
How so?
Because of our political system.
Mm.
Then ordinarily, that should have translated into electoral victory. But we wouldn't forget in a hurry that rigging is part of our political system. Unlike in the Western world, I've not been to America, of course. Then we begin to assess the victory of possible victory of any candidate.
In the Western world, we had rallies for Hillary Clinton as well, who was
some
highly
of the
favored.
Rallies when they visit some areas. But here in Nigeria, the best candidate does not win election. And it is bad for political development.
All right, Livinus, so, thank you. Thank you very much. I was just trying to cite an example looking at what you said. Chima from Ada George, we take this call. My guest already is with me in the studio. Good morning, Chima from Ada George.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome. Talk to us.
Yes, Andrew, I think what the political class is trying to do is to press down the voice of Nigerian, especially Nigerian youth, who have decided to sow a different path altogether.
How?
Now, our leaders are still living in the past. They think that it will always be as usual. But the people have resolved to move on with a platform called obedience.
Well, it still brings us to the question. Chima, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, if you can hear me, Chima, it still brings us to the question. The question now is, these rallies being organized and we see the large amount of people, the crowd and all of that, what role does it play at the polls? Does it in any way help a candidate win an election?
No. It might not translate to electoral victory.
So what's the importance then?
It's telling you the awareness. You understand? It's telling you what will be the outcome of this election. That's what he's telling you. You understand? So that's why each time when people talk about the structures and structure, I still wondering, is the structure different from the people who have come out? Look, Andrew, I am obedient. I know how we normally organize ourselves. You understand?
Okay, Chima.
So, what's happening there today, Andrew, is what where the people have decided to go. That is it.
Thank you, Chima. But then we have people for other political parties and their candidates also coming out in mass. And some people would even say, people you saw here, you will see there. My guest is with me in the studio. Chief Emmanuel Iwaye Nama. You're welcome, sir, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew Ifeyemi. Good morning, listeners.
It's been a while.
Really, really.
We don't have a lot of time. In the next few minutes, we have a commercial coming up shortly. But quickly, I'm pretty sure you've been following the conversation. So talk to us about this. We have these rallies being organized. 1 million man march, 2 million man march, 10 million man march. And the idea for people is because they see the crowd for several candidates, they are saying this is that, and oh, this person is the person that could. These days we have the Kwankwaso movement, we have the obedience, we have the BAT movement, and the articulated movements, all of these different marches. Does it in any way translate to election victory?
No way. Same people everywhere. Same people you find in Kwankwaso, BAT, obedience, same people. It's just hunger dragging people to the streets. And that's a simple truth.
But for obedience, they would say, well, no money is being given to them and their candidate isn't one that is known for doing that.
People should stop deceiving themselves. The first question I've had when I look at all of this is, what are the agendas on ground? There are no agendas. It simply shows some persons either being dragged for emotions or some people have just been dragged because they want to get something out of something. All of them. No agenda. Nothing to offer. Who are they? What has they been? Who have they been in the past?
So you're referring to all the candidates?
Almost all the candidates are the same thing. Who are they? The man shouting obedient for me and it makes me laugh every other day. I say, what was obedient in Anambra State for 8 years? I stayed there. What the heck are we talking about? What are the results? Oh, just change for change's sake? Oh, a new face for a new face's sake? Or is it an ethnic agenda? What is it? All empty talks. The man that's leading the PDP thing, Abubakar Atiku, his boss called him a thief. He has not taken him to court. So am I going to be marching on the road for a thief, if that is true?
Well, what about the support that Kwankwaso has in the north? And even in Delta State over the weekend, it was there and you see the turnout.
I just told you, same persons. Same persons. I'm doing a video analysis currently, and I want to show people that it's the same persons you find in A that you find in B the same day. If 2 million persons came out for obedient, how many came out from the other one I saw the other day?
And they still say 2 million. In fact, for the...
And so the question I've always asked is, from which place? Where did they come from? What is that number?
We have over 10 million people, for instance, in Rivers State.
It's just funny.
So it's possible to have 2 million.
We are currently running a test on the videos to show people that the same persons you find in almost all the rallies. Almost all the rallies. You find the same persons.
So, Mr. Iwainama, are you suggesting that these rallies have no importance whatsoever or no benefits whatsoever?
See, a typical politician will want this kind of rallies to come back to tell you that they rigged him out or he was cheated or all the rest of you. That's, and not all of them are doing the same thing. I can tell you that. It's a simple media show. All of them. When it gets to the election proper, except something extraordinary happens in this country, we know what plays out. Even men and women who claim to be party members are usually bought at the polling booth. They are bought. When did the entire thing change? And to what extent? What is the new agenda that has changed everything? We need to see a foundation that needs to say, okay, from this point to this point, this is the kind of thing that is happening. It doesn't happen abruptly. We know what motivates them. And that's why the so-called leaders use our mentality the way they like. They know us. They know where to hold us at the end of the day. Come election day, you'll find pots of rice being cooked, drinks being kept, monies and registers being kept for who is going to vote to and the rest of you know. It will happen. Did it change in Ondo? Did it change in Ekiti? Did it even change in Anambra in the last elections?
So in that case, political campaign rallies for you
are just jamborees.
Okay, we'll go on a short commercial. When we return, the conversation continues and we still get to find out Why does these rallies then create some sort of concern for oppositions? Many would say the situation in the Ebonyi state was perhaps because the party who is in power in that state is concerned. We'll find out all of that. How much influence do these things have on the elections ahead? Remember, campaign starts in a very short time. And, well, we'll be looking at all of this together. Remember, your thoughts can be sent to 0809-030-6416. That's our WhatsApp portal. We are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Political rallies, total jamboree, my guest has said before we went on that break. Welcome back. My name is Ifeimi Andrew, the Morning Crossfire here still, and my guest, Chief Emmanuel Iwaiyenama, social political commentator. And we're looking at political rallies. How resourceful are they? Do they help in any way? Do they help, especially at the polls? Do they guarantee victory? Well, my guest has said no in complete terms. Capital letters, he says. Well, you can also let us know what you think about it. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. Check us out there and drop your comments. I'll take a few of them now before we continue with the conversation. On Facebook Live, Amy Benjamin Oputa says, I see OB supporters and rallies as genuine supporters. Okay. Divine Bobby Dokubo Horsfall says, good morning, my dear brother. The same thing I've always told, who cares to listen? Turn out at political areas does not determine victory at the polls at all. Like Tekena Ayala would say, those people are all mobilees. They come out for the 2K take home. If rallies turn out would determine victory at the polls, how come people still lose elections? So for me, I'm not carried away by the turnout at rallies. How many of them have their PVCs, and those who have, how many are willing to come out on election days and vote? I'll pause here and come over to you now with this question. So we see this turnout, and the next question is, does it translate to votes at the polls?
In Nigeria, because so that we don't make the mistake of looking at it as a general thing, do political rallies actually affect results or outcomes of results, as it were? Elsewhere, perhaps it would, but I've limited myself to Nigeria for a particular reason. Experience have shown that, like I said before, it is the same persons you find in every other rally, as it were.
Mm.
Now, on elections, as it were, what really, from my experience, has determined results is who holds the ace at the different polling units. And I will explain this. Who carries the candidate's face? And that's why I want to talk about structure, because I heard a gentleman asking, what about structure?
People say the people have the structure.
He doesn't understand the structure. He doesn't understand the structure thing. The structure is who carries the candidate's face, or who represents the candidate at each of these polling units. And that seems to be the advantage. That seems to be the advantage for the established parties. For the established parties,
people are the ones who do that for the established parties, and these same people.
It's not just people. It's not just people, and that's why I say, see, there is the cabal that represents the candidates at the different polling units.
Mm-hmm.
You can call them party leaders if you like. You can call them the fathers of the units or whatever. Any name you like, call them. What influence do they have in their place at those units? We say in general terms that rigging is only possible where you're popular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your popularity is a function of how much the leader there can get people together. That's what establishes your popularity.
Mm.
It may not necessarily be the candidate. And that's why you hear some of, I call them very useless politicians, will open their mouths so wide to tell you that, look, I have XYZ number of votes. Meanwhile, it's just a person. All he's merely telling you is that he has an influence that he can carry along. He can stay there. You hear them tell you that if we bring a goat, we will win.
So is that what perhaps the governors of Ebonyi and Rivers States are implying when the governor of Rivers State, for instance, has said Rivers people would vote, and he always says Rivers State delivers over 20 million votes.
He's telling you, telling you nothing but the fact that he thinks he can influence. He has people he has planted in different points that can help influence if you don't listen to him. That's what he's telling you. The very simple thing. Our people still have respect for people, these individuals. We listen to people, whether they are telling the truth or not.
But if that's the case, why in Ebonyi State did we get what we got during the march for the Labour Party presidential candidate, where there were talks that whatever dispersed or led to the dispersion of the crowd had something to do with the state government?
What?
If the government believes that they own or can control, then you wouldn't want to bother dispersing people who...
That's still part of the influence, the show of power. It's still telling you that, look, this is my territory. You can't do nonsense here. His other influence points need to see that. He's not weak.
But that's not what happened in River State. I mean, they had the movement in River State. They had different movements.
Everybody has his own approach to it. Perhaps what you find in River State is the fact that up to this point, we don't really know where... The leader who says he has all the influence actually is.
Oh, you think that's playing a role in why some things are happening?
That may also play the role. If he's in complete control and he's completely into it, perhaps he would have done worse than that.
Mm.
So it plays severally. We know of the one that happened in Kaduna, where somebody was said you can't come here.
Mm.
Eh? We know of the one that almost happened in Lagos, that he had to resort to court. It's just to show that, you see, you have some... the influence points is a continuous thing you need to show. He also has his own buttons, as it were. He needs to tell them that, look, don't mind the idiots. They can't try. No matter how they want to do that media thing, we'll nip them on the board. So you're showing your power from now till when it's going to happen. And that's why I challenge them. Our voting system is quite different from what we find elsewhere. The determinants of our votes are different. There are several things that play around it.
Okay.
Our chiefs, our leaders, whatever, has so much role in all that kind of thing. And until you understand that dynamics, you may not be able to actually tell if a jamboree crowd can have any serious effect on final results. You can't tell.
All right, let's open the phone lines. If you have questions, so you can ask your questions and make your contributions as we continue with the conversation. 0817-923-0002. Or you call 0817-923-0003. We are live on Facebook, so you can get to watch us live in the studio and listen to us. And to do that, get onto Facebook and then search Nigeria Info PH and do well to follow and just join us and watch the video and drop your comments. I have quite a number of comments here on Facebook Live. I'll be taking them. Anne Lichibweze says, turnout for candidates during rallies to me does not guarantee victory at polls. Perhaps the hood does not make the monk. Daps Amakri says, obedience, use our own money. We don't take shishi. Some people seem incapable of understanding that things are changing. There will be a lot of surprises in 2023. There's also been questions as to all of the people that come out for different candidates. Kwan Kwaso, what we're seeing. Obedience, what we're seeing. Also, if you take a look at the BAT movement, what we're seeing. Are these people are they willing to come out to vote? That's been the major question. How willing are they to come out and vote? Imiye is calling from Opobo. Good morning to you, Imiye.
Yes, good morning, Ifeanyi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief. I hope I'm correct.
Yeah, you tried it. You're right, Emma. Good morning.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. What we see with the political rallies, walks, are all jamborees. Now, I'm from Opobo. You'll agree with me that PDP held their GDI rally in Opobo. Even Nigeria Info, it was also aired that for those persons that want to attend that rally in Opobo, that vehicles were stationed at various points in Port Harcourt. Now, they moved the same set of people that attended in other LGAs to Opobo. And to scheme the onlookers to say, this is the crowd they have in Opobo. These are all jamborees. It doesn't relate or reflect in the election proper. Why this majority go around, walking around the streets of cities, it is just a minority that even have their PVC and will be ready to travel back to their various LGAs to vote for the leaders we have today. It has happened all these years. So all these are jamborees. It doesn't reflect at all.
All right, Onyebuchi from Remudara, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, man. You know, most people don't know that things have changed. Recall that nobody paid attention to voter registration. People were not indifferent about it. But the starting candidate came on board. The whole centers of registration were filled with people. So many that they couldn't meet up with them. And eventually, I now recorded that about 7 million people were added to the voter register. People don't know that there's a revolution going on. Now, recall back, the last election dispensation, 2019, such rallies as this was not the experience of that time. That time it was, if you're a politician, going to fry Akara. So I'm going to carry granules to sell. This was actually the strategy they used to try to connect, to appear to be people-centric. Until a certain candidate came, the whole strategy changed.
Now, so for you, Onyebuchi, for you.
Rallies are going on.
Hello, Onyebuchi, can you hear me?
Even in most unlikely places.
Onyebuchi, can you hear me?
Where people voluntarily come out to tell people to market their candidates. And somebody is saying that the rally doesn't matter. Okay, now, all the people that are coming out, what do they stand to gain? Where they are not paid anything. If you see, this thing is a revolution.
All right.
Because it is a new strategy that this dispensation has come up with.
All right, let's move over now to Precious from Bonny Island. Good morning to you, Precious.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
All right, talk to us. Good morning.
For me, I agreed with the, a little bit with the star in the studio. Because this pooling unit is just, sometimes I imagine it's like APC and PDP are the owner of the pooling unit because they dominate everywhere. Just like the pooling unit is their own. That's why any other party is very hard for them to win in those pooling units. Talking about the election. So I pray this 2023 will be different.
All right, Precious from Bonnie, thank you. On Facebook Live, we've still got more messages. Mbaba Ukotije Charles says, we shouldn't fail to understand that there is something else coming other than the normal politics we have in Nigeria. The level of happenings in the country next year will be a surprise to us. Daniel White says, the man in the studio has failed to understand that things has changed. Nigerians are wiser because of bad leadership and we will shock them this time around. Things really changed in the country politically.
Nothing has changed.
What makes you feel nothing has changed? Because one of the callers has said, well, if you look at the build-up now and the consciousness of young people, INEC also alluded to that fact. The young people largely came out to be a part of the whole process. If that's happening now, we haven't seen it happen in this fashion before. Isn't that something that can be changed?
We didn't see the things that happened before NSAS. And the question I've asked is, pre-NSAS, NSAS, post-NSAS, what has changed? Look, these politicians have used us to the extent that they use us as pawns. They play around our mentality. They know when to put us off and put us on, as it were. We're like switch in their hand. And so we need to ask ourselves, why are we that switch? You don't jump into a wagon and think you can create anything. You can't do it. You need to take time. Who are the leaders of this so-called supposed change thing that is happening? Some of them don't even know their villages. Some of them. Most of them that are talking can't tell the polling unit they were registered to vote. I've told you that one of the things that have determined voting in our country is the influencers at the polling units. There are polling units that are almost like a personal thing. And it's their presence alone that will come.
Mm.
We need to understand these realities. We've been in a center where all it takes is for you to have a very simple thing like a presiding officer. And your entire crowd will be cut short. I'm using the real cheating now. It simply means who brought that person. That's what it means. Simple. There are realities. And that's even cases where you actually have the number. Nobody will manipulate your result, but your numbers will be cut short. And so we'll look at the aggregate result at the end of the day. But let's leave all of that. The youths we're talking about, what do we know of them?
Oh, they're out on the streets, and this time they're saying that they want to see a different face.
They have leaderships at every other point. And at this in school, you had a student union government that would be able to, for instance, say they represent a youth and they will be able to take certain actions. And I've asked myself, where are those? Don't we have those unions today? Are they not the same youths that go about politicians' houses, A, B, C, asking for one sponsor and whatever? I think they don't owe those elections or they don't want those supports again. What is going to happen? They are used for purposes, that's all.
All right, Chief. Let's take a call from Abel. Is calling from Eagle Island. Hello, Abel. Good morning.
Hello,
to
good
you.
Good morning.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, good morning. I want to thank your guest so much in the studio.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so very much. I love your analysis. Especially, I welcome your emphatic answer you gave to the interviewer when he asked you the question, what has changed? And you gave him an emphatic answer, nothing has changed. You see, somebody's talking about revolution, political revolution. What revolution? Things have changed. Nigerian youth are wiser. Wiser in what sense? I want to tell you something. Somebody met me a few days ago.
Hello, Abel.
Can you take me to Bayelsa? I want to satisfy myself and make money out of the next year, election. You see, our youth of Nigeria, they are so gullible. They are so indecisive when it comes to the antics of these political leaders. They are still ready to vote for these politicians once they give them something or come up with this their state bet in order to capture the minds of the youth. You understand? So nothing has changed. Nothing.
Thank you very much. Over now to Yenegua, where David is waiting. Good morning, David.
Yeah, my brother, man, is Amy Andrew.
You're welcome.
In as much as I want to agree with your guest in some of the issues he has raised, I also want to have a different opinion. I would not want to be oblivious of the fact that the 2023 election will be a shocker to a lot of these politicians. I tell you, if not for the Supreme Court judgment, the innovation of the card reader in the 2015 general election was very novel. You discover that the idea of people just writing results with humongous figures, we are no longer there. Politicians were now talking to the people. But the Supreme Court judgment, rather than giving strength to the card reader, whittled down the power of the card reader. But I tell you, this time around, INEC is coming out with another innovation again. What we need to do as members of the public is to make sure that INEC use these new innovations they've come up with. Ask yourself, why do people go and throw away that large number of PVC inside the gutter? It's because they knew that with the new innovation INEC has brought, those PVCs will be waste.
So David,
for me, I think the past election will not be like this 2023 election.
All right. Thank you very much, David. A big question I'd want to ask. Okay, let's take this message first on Facebook Live. Remember, we're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. You can join us, watch, and drop your comments there. Henry Pafro Bristol says, some Nigerians seem to have forgotten about APC change in 2015 after everything APC won. So this same type of people that do not believe that another change can occur come 2023 will be shocked. Williams Henry on Facebook Live says, someone by the name Chukwu Henry Uzoma from Imo State, you know, is willing to donate his kidney for transplant. How did I even get that far? You could contact the family somehow if you want to do that. Ukoti J. Charles, we shouldn't fail to understand that there is something else coming other than the normal politics we have in Nigeria. First question I want to ask in the next 4 minutes as we wrap things up. Would you agree that since the Labour Party presidential candidate came on board, the youths became more involved in the process, at least with registration for PVC? Did that play any role?
Well, yes, it may.
So if it did, why then do you not agree with the fact that the involvement of the youths this time could really mean something different?
I thank God somebody made mention of what happened in 2015 with a supposed change mindset. And I keep saying one thing. We need to understand processes of building. In 2015, the person that did analysis forgot to understand that there was nothing really new in the sense that the groupings were existing real groupings that had those structures we're talking about. We had a complete Western bloc. We had somebody who had 12 million votes consistently, meaning they had structures to deliver 12 million votes, consistent for 3-4 times. We forgot all of that. Mm. And it wasn't really this kind of thing they're talking about. And of course, we also saw the results. And then we had disenchanted persons who created something they called NPDP, and of course, they also had those structures and influences. Now, I'm coming. If you take that, I want to look at what they are calling revolution now. I've seen a revolution without an ideology. I'm seeing a revolution without an ideology. I'm seeing a revolution without something to hold on to. I'm seeing a revolution without influencers, as it were. Influencers in this sense, meaning influencers that will be able to say, I can get XYZ to produce XYZ results, as it were. Now, I have one of the things I've said, did this change that even came before, has actually showed anything? Up to this point, if you actually want to do a revolution, you must also tell me how you intend your new so-called new change to be different from the change we had in 2015, significantly. And I'm asking myself, what are the details? Who is doing the asking? Or is it just a noise follow gang?
All right, Chief, we don't have a lot of time. We have to wrap up. We have less than two minutes. And I just take a few messages on WhatsApp, and then we can move on. Good morning. Your guest in the studio is correct in saying the youths have nothing to offer now. It's this. Okay. This person says, Ernest Woji, what exactly have changed? So young people still insult people who don't support their candidates. Look, there are some people that will hear gunshot during election and they will come out again. They won't come out again to vote. We hope that gunshots don't come so people can. Your guest's analysis has been, he's not seeing that things are changing. It is wrong to say that it's the same people at all rallies and that they're being paid. Oh, well, from Port Harcourt sent in that message on WhatsApp. So you guys, okay. Why is obedient movement creating serious concerns for other political parties? Why are they having sleepless nights? Well, whether or not they're having, we don't know. I think everybody would be having sleepless nights for everybody because it's a contest. So everybody would be, every political party trying to
check control
and outsmart the other one. That would be happening because and I was mentioning how Kwankwa So has been overlooked and many haven't, and then I saw what happened in Delta State and I'm like, this guy is another guy. I mean, see the support. Well, we're already out of time. Thank you very much, Chief Emmanuel Iwaiyenama, for your time and being a part of the conversation.
Always my pleasure.
And thank you all for your comments on Facebook and on WhatsApp and your calls as well. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. For those who listen, thank you very much. Tomorrow the Morning Crossfire comes up again with even more interesting conversation. In the meantime, Jude will be coming in to continue with Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew on all social media handles, Ifeyemi Andrew Official on Instagram and Twitter. Good morning.